Many years ago, I first became acquainted with Frank Betcher. Now, Frank Betcher was a failure in baseball. He had what's known as a glass arm, which meant he couldn't throw, even though he was great at everything else. He went into insurance and was a desperate, desperate failure. But after meeting Dale Carnegie, he applied some of those lessons to what he was doing, and he became one of America's greatest life insurance salespeople. He wrote this book, which I've loved ever since I discovered it, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling, in 1949. So some of the language and some of the figures you'll hear in this extract are not quite as big as they would be today, but you'll get the idea. You see, I've found people have trouble closing their sales. Now, I know closing the sale is an old-fashioned word, but closing the sale, getting the order, getting the money is the most important part of any sale. So I turned to Frank's comments about this, and over the next couple of editions, I'll read the chapter to you. So let's hear what Frank has to say. Once I became so discouraged that I would have to quit if I hadn't got the idea one Saturday morning of trying to get at the root of my worries. First, I asked myself, just what is the problem? It was this. I was not getting a high enough return for the staggering number of calls I was making. I did well at selling a prospect until the moment came for closing the sale. Then the customer would say, "Well, I'll think it over, Mr. Betcher. Come and see me again." It was the time I wasted on follow-up calls that was causing me depression. Secondly, I asked myself, what are the possible solutions? For the answer, I got out my record book for the last 12 months and studied the facts. I made an astounding discovery. 70% of my sales had been closed on the first interview. 23% had been closed on the second interview, and only 7% on the third, fourth, fifth, etc. In other words, I was wasting one half of my working day on business which paid only 7%. The answer was obvious. Immediately, I cut out all visits beyond the second interview and spent the extra time building up new prospects. The results were unbelievable. Soon, I'd raised the cash value of every visit from $2.80 to $4.27 a call. Now, would this same conclusion work out in every line of selling? You probably have already answered that yourself. Let me give you an example. For 2 years, a large industrial concern made a study of reports returned by their salespeople. They were astonished to find that 75% of the business produced by their salesmen was sold after the fifth interview. But listen to this. They also discovered that 83% of their lower bracket salesmen quit calling on prospects whom they failed to sell before the fifth interview. What does this prove? It proves again the importance of keeping complete records and studying them regularly. The enormous value to both salesperson and the company has been demonstrated so often that I wonder why every sales executive doesn't make it absolutely compulsory. Although the discovery I made enabled me to double my income by eliminating all visits beyond the second interview, the figures also showed that I was closing only 1 out of 12. I still didn't know how to bring people to a decision. Then one night shortly afterwards, I heard a fellow speak. His subject was the 4 rules for a good speech. Coming down to the close of his talk, he said, Number 4, appeal for action. Here is where so many otherwise good speakers fall down. They win their cause with the world at large, but fail to win the support of their audience. They have amused the audience, they have entertained it, but they haven't sold it anything. It has afforded the most thrilling basis for a climax since public speaking began. Appeal for action. That was where I'd fallen down. I began to read everything I could find on the subject of closing the sale. I found that probably more had been written about it than any other step in the sale. I talked with top-notch salesmen and found out what they had to say about appealing for action. Out of all of this, and other things which grew out of my own experience, here are the 7 outstanding rules that have been responsible for the progress I was able to make in bringing people to a decision. And next month, I'll give you those 7 great points in closing the sale. Let's say we've just set the scene, but in the meantime, do what Betcha did and study your records. See how many people you've talked to, see how many people you've converted the first time you talk to them, the second time, and so on, so you can work out what works best for you. It's a bit of the old 80-20 formula. 20% of your actions will be giving you 80% of your results. So find out what that fabulous 20% are and do more of them. Now, by the way, let me remind you, the book is How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success Through Selling by Frank Betcher. BETTGER. Go buy it and read it as many times as I have. It's available at Amazon, any good bookstore, on Kindle or whatever. Get the book and read it.